Hello and welcome to the April 6th edition of the REIT Report podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Bork from Quito. For an update on the latest developments surrounding the impact of the coronavirus on the economy and commercial real estate, I'm joined by NAREIT Senior Economist Calvin Schnorr. Calvin, good morning.
Good morning, Sarah.
So can you start by giving a quick overview of the news over the past week that will be affecting the economy and commercial real estate during the pandemic?
Sure. In terms of slowing the spread of the virus, which is ultimately going to be driving the economic results, there's been progress, but it's not uniform. We've seen more and more states enacting measures to slow the spread of the virus, and they've tightened some of these measures, but there's still some gaps. And there's some concern that these gaps could allow still to be some undetected spread of the virus that'll slow the national progress. So we've made some forward motion, but we still need to keep pressing forward.
And we received a lot of important economic news last week, especially on the job market. What were the most important points, and what does this say about the outlook for the economy and real estate?
You know, the news last week was very negative, some of the worst that we've ever seen. But it was not unanticipated because we knew that businesses shutting down, stores shutting down, were having a big impact on the job market. The first thing that we saw was that the weekly jobless claims doubled again to a new record of over 6 million, which means the total job losses over the prior 2 weeks have been 10 million or more. It's important to keep in mind that the jobless claims are not showing us everyone who's lost their job, because there's some who may not be covered by unemployment insurance, and also some of the state systems have been overwhelmed and people have not been able to file. So very negative news. And then we saw very negative news in the monthly jobs report, with a loss of 701,000 payroll jobs and an increase in the unemployment rate by almost 1 percentage point to 4.4%. Now, the most important thing about this report, though, is it was out of date even 10 days before it was released, because it's based on a survey that was the week before businesses really tightened, curtailed their hours, shut down the stores, dismissed workers, and so on. So, unfortunately, what this means is that we know that the April report will be even more negative. Now, there are other things that we're looking for. Probably the main thing would be information on just how many households failed to make payment on their rent or their mortgage, and how many businesses have missed their lease payments. This is going to be really important in seeing just how much of a ripple effect there is of these cash flow stoppages throughout the economy, throughout the financial system. Just two general points to make about these social distancing measures. One is that the economic effects of closing down the businesses are felt very quickly, but we've been told by authorities that it'll take several weeks to see a slowing in the spread of the virus. So unfortunately, this means that we need to brace for economic news to get even worse before we see improvements on this front.
And Calvin, how are the markets reacting, and what can we say about investors' expectations?
REITs were down last week. They gave back some of the double-digit gains that they had the week before, and the broad market was off a bit as well, not quite as much. It's important to keep in mind that the market, the REITs and the broader stock indices, are at a very deep discount to where they stood prior to the crisis, but they're also up from the lows that they'd reached several weeks ago. Investors seem to be anticipating that the policy actions we've seen, the CARES Act, the $2 trillion fiscal stimulus that's going to help a lot of households and businesses, as well as the Federal Reserve measures to support financial markets and make sure that they continue functioning smoothly. Investors seem to anticipate these measures are going to buffer the economy and the markets from some of the worst scenarios. So it's a real relief that the markets are not in the free fall that they were a few weeks ago, but we need to keep in mind that the uncertainty about the virus and its impact on the economy, commercial real estate, and the markets is going to remain high, certainly through this month and likely into May.
Okay, Calvin, thanks so much for your update today.
Thank you, Sarah.
And for more news on the impact of the coronavirus on REITs and listed real estate, be sure to visit REIT.com.